Taylor Swift is another one that they all worship. She can influence an election. If Taylor Swift says vote for Trump, Trump's winning.
And see her disguising these policies behind the words Tennessee Christian values. Those aren't Tennessee Christian values. I live in Tennessee. I am Christian. That's not what we stand for.
And you know women, you have to multiply by three, whatever they tell you.
So my body count is 500, and it got me thinking, what is the average person's? Like,
I'd be right up there with you, girl, except my dad kept saying this stupid phrase throughout my childhood. It was so redundant. What was it? Oh, I love you.
So, Nico, we're here in the streets of Buschasia in the old town of Sarajevo, and guess who I got to my right, Mrs. Nikos. Nikos, salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here with us.
How you enjoying Bosnia? Hospitality. It's been really great for me. I really appreciate that. Bosnia is great. It's my third time back here in about 3 weeks, and it's going to be four pretty soon, so... keep going back and forth. Maybe this is a place that I'm going to spend more time in.
We were just having a casual conversation, and we were talking about the culture in America and then the dating scene and, you know, back for things from Jahiliya and whatnot, and, you know, the Islamic way of getting married and whatnot. And you were filling me in. And I was like, bring me up to speed. I remember how things were, you know, back when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I was like, give me a fresh 2.3.0 update. How things are on the scene right now.
I cannot stress how bad it is.
Yeah.
And it's I'm not exaggerating at all. The average woman who's around 18 to 25 years old has slept with at least 10 to 20 people.
Ooh. So my body count is 500, and it got me thinking, what is the average person's?
In the city, at least. Like, maybe in rural areas, but if you go to New York, Miami, LA, these are average rookie numbers. And you know women, you have to multiply by three, whatever they tell you. I'm a little busy right now shooting a video. So I would highly recommend not doing that. And you were asking, like, why is that? Well, all American women worship celebrities. Their favorite woman is Kim Kardashian. That's the role model. Kim Kardashian, Meg Thee Stallion.
I think he's having an argument with his girlfriend right here. That's
probably American.
Yeah.
And Beyonce. Yeah. Beyonce is saying, girls run the world. Girls who run the world? Girls, no, they don't. They don't run anything. Why are you, like, telling women this? Taylor Swift is another one that they all worship. She can influence an election. If Taylor Swift says vote for Trump, Trump's winning.
And see her disguising these policies behind the words Tennessee Christian values. Those aren't Tennessee Christian values. I live in Tennessee. I am Christian. That's not what we stand for.
Taylor Swift is 34 years old, unmarried, and she's been singing about love for over a decade. She's not a good role model. Meg Thee Stallion has shot somebody in the foot. She didn't go to jail for it. She lied about it. Who's the other one? Kim Kardashian. She got famous for doing porn. So these are the role models that these girls have. And I'm telling you, if you ask any city girl in America, any, like, rural girl, anybody who lives in the major cities, they all follow and worship these people. So if they're going to follow these as their leaders, look what they're promoting.
But you thought that was there was nothing outside of that box. And you said something about you came to know that there is something, that it is actually honorable to be a virgin. There is a culture, there is a way of life that promotes that. Unlike, you know, a certain culture that's like, you know, at a time you would go to the father, you'd go ahead, and it was honorable to be someone who's chaste, virgin. Now you got girls, what is it, like, are these things called oldie fans or something like that, and they're selling themselves for money.
Have you really not heard about this?
I'm new.
That's super common. Yeah, that's super common.
I heard of it recently about
OnlyFans. Fans is basically turned the average girl or Instagram pictures into prostitution.
Wow.
And the music industry has been super successful in making the modern Western woman think that prostitution is entrepreneurship. So when a girl starts selling her body as soon as she turned 18 for $5.99 online, getting naked and having sex, the other women will not say, hey, don't do this. They'll encourage her and say, you're a girl boss. You've done it. You're like, go get it, queen. Earn as much as a man. Like, you got it. You're a boss. So women are becoming men and women at the same time. And they think that they can jump in and out of different suits. One day she's an entrepreneur, she's providing, she's a man, she's masculine, she's in the workforce, and then she can go home and cook and clean. The reality is she doesn't know how to cook, she doesn't know how to be feminine, and you want to be with a woman who can be feminine all the time, who doesn't pick and choose when to go and be in that essence.
There was a clip that you were talking about visiting Japan or something, and the feminine nature of a certain group of women versus the combativeness. Can you talk about a little bit about that? Why that feminine nature is just so important? It really draws a man rather than his combativeness.
The women there don't have a drop of testosterone in their body. Like, they just the way that they smile, the way that they talk to you, how high pitched their voice is. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa. And it's just so nice. It's just so soothing and pleasant. Like you order something, oh, okay, sumi-san. And you're like, oh, and you just want to protect them. Just naturally, you feel more like a man because you want to protect and you want to provide for her. You just want to create that nice environment for this beautiful feminine woman. In America, how combative they are. Everything in the culture is steering them away from being feminine. It's like no, you, this, it's just the Cardi B thing. You need to be the tip-top guy in order to make a woman submit.
See, in Japan, this is why Islam is the fastest growing religion, because Islam kind of fits into the mold of their society. Women are happy to be feminine. They have different cafes and coffee shops where women just act like that all the time. Even the average girl, she's obsessed with cartoon animes and stuff and painting her fingernails, doing girly things even past the age of 30 and 40. That's normal. And so when they find a religion that says that this is okay, it grows really rapidly. Because right now that's all they're missing is purpose and meaning and a life outside of the workforce. That's why they're not reproducing as much. But Japan is a place where that's normal, where the women are encouraged to do that. Assalamu alaikum. That's why I saw this place and I'm like, this is something I can get behind. Like, to be around a woman who's just like, hello, it's my son. And it's not like a combative thing. A Western woman thinks you need to earn that. This is my son. You have to provide and give them, you know, 5-star dinner dates and all this stuff just to get what the average interaction is like in Japan every day.
Do you think feminism is helping women or destroying women?
It's one of the most destructive ideologies in recent history. It's destroyed women. It's ruined all of them. Well, not all of them, but I would say most of, and we're all affected by it in the West. Even if you're not like subscribing to the idea of feminism, we're all gonna see it. We're all gonna see the results of it. I was in London last week, standing outside Notting Hill, I was taking a picture with somebody, and this girl goes by and she's literally, I'm not exaggerating, hitting her boyfriend's head.
Wow.
You ain't gonna punch me? You ain't gonna punch me? She's slapping his head. And what are we gonna do? Am I gonna hit a woman? Then I go to jail. So she's knowing she can hit a man and get away with it without any consequences. Nobody's gonna step in. She's not gonna face any legal consequences. And all the guy has to do is just like, all right, okay. And then she takes a water bottle, starts hitting him in the head with a water bottle. Like, this is absolutely like domestic abuse in a public area with the same amount of people that are here right now.
Wow. Tell me, how is the feeling now that it's been over a year now, you accepted submission to the Creator, not the creation? How's the journey been?
It's, I wish more people knew what it's like to get out of that. I think a lot of people are waking up to the problems after what happened during COVID. If they realize that feminism is a lie, if they realize that porn is destroying the soul, if they realize that men are men and women are women, Islam already has that laid out for 1400 years. I wish more people would realize that if you're starting to wake up, this is the path to follow.
Mm-hmm. We were talking a little bit of earlier, we were discussing the nature of God being one, the simplicity, the main message of Islam, you know, that's just so easy to comprehend. Tell me, was that one of the things that also attracted you to Islam, is that there's no superstitions, there's no strange incantations, nothing you have to do, a lot of mental gymnastics to make it fit. Just worship the Creator alone and do good deeds. It's very straightforward. Did that resonate with you, that pure monotheism?
Immediately. Yeah, I tweeted earlier, no man is worthy of your worship. And anybody can resonate with that. Even if you're not Muslim, be like, yeah, I shouldn't worship a man. And then you realize that, okay, well, we should worship something. We need to worship, like, it's a natural feeling and obligation for every living creature to want to worship. The only being that's worthy of worship is the one true Creator. That's it. Don't worship a man. Don't worship false idols. Don't worship celebrities. Don't worship anybody you see on TV. Don't worship a statue. Only worship Allah and Allah alone. And it's that simple. And if you're behind that idea, then I think you're a Muslim too.
Beautiful. So we're here in Sarajevo. Look out. We got some more things coming up with me and Sneeko in Bosnia. Assalamu alaikum.
Cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.